ευχαριστώ κάτι, ότι αυτό που είναι μες στην καρδιά μου, ότι βλέπουμε ό,τι γίνεται μέσα στην γέφυρα και μέσα σε αυτό το ρωματισμό, όπως ήταν τότε στην...
Έλα.
One, two. στην Καινή Διαθήκη, στη πράξεις, ότι βλέπουμε εκεί ιστορίες προστάσεις.
But it's amazing for us, and this is what I want to share, that what we see happening is that, like going back to the book of Acts, actually, and we can see the one story after the other, and God intervened the one time after the other.
Steve και Karen ήταν αυτοί που μας διδάσκανε ότι προσθέτε είναι το βιβλίο που δεν κλείνει.
We remember from Stephen Karen teaching that Acts is a book that hasn't finished yet. We're still writing this.
Και έχουν γράψει στη ζωή μας πολλά πράγματα στη ζωή μας ότι μας κρατάνε μέχρι σήμερα και θυμόμαστε το λόγο.
And they have definitely contributed lots of things to us till now.
Αμήν. Ώρα, η Βούλα θα συνεχίζει και να ακούστε.
Okay, as Ilya said, it's part of family coming back with Pepi. And sometimes going back, we do not really understand what has happened years ago, but it's all part of the economy of God. So I believe that when we firstly gave our heart and to Jesus, because this church here sent Stephen Karen back in Greece, I don't think that we could realize where we would be years and years later, and how and why we are standing here today. Anyhow, because I'm not sure how many new people we have here today, I was trying to give part of the history of Bridges at the past and continue where we are today. So firstly, we are going to watch a small, very small video, which actually is showing the vision that Elias has been given by God. We had been blessed by a girl that she heard Elias's vision and put it in a very small video in maps. So we're going to see the video and then I'm going to explain. Can we? Ah, the song that you can hear behind, it's an Arabic song. So today only four of us can sing. And it means bless my land. Okay. I think this is the picture, it's not the video. Yeah. Okay, what we're gonna see is that small fires all around North Africa and the Middle East, and because of this, caused thousands and thousands of people to leave their country, been displaced there, go to Turkey, from Turkey to Greece, from Greece to Europe, and we will see that people, they are coming back. 2013, Elias felt by God that he had to give up what he was doing and be ready to accept Syrian refugees at this time. At this time, actually in Greece, we had plenty of organizations that they used to work with people from Afghanistan and Iran. So to be ready to accept in an Arabic-speaking population, it was something totally new. If you asked me if we knew what we were doing, nothing. Absolutely nothing. We had no idea how to do an NGO. We had no idea how to serve the people. Of course, I had no idea of the language. And of course, we had no idea of even how to pastor a church. It was a whole procedure that God took us through. Are we ready for the video or not?
مهما كان الحال حتقدر يلي بتشق البحور مهما كان على الأرض ضلمة السما مليانة نور مهما كان الحال حتقدر يلي بتشق البحور مهما كان على الأرض ضلمة السما مليانة نور زي ما جالك نحميا بالبكا ونادى عليك كلنا جايين بنصرخ يا يسوع مد ايديك بارك بلادي بارك بلادي يا سامي الصلاة في قلوب كل البشر
Yes, yes. Let's go to the PowerPoint. And actually, this is where it all started, out of this vision. We all got, Elias and me, actually, we got caught by surprise by God. We didn't expect this to happen to us. And can we follow? Yeah. And then as we were looking, can we go to the next one? As we were looking for help, it was actually Jean from this church that has shared a word for us that how can you know that you have not come to this royal position for such a time like this. For us, really, this word released us and empowered our vision to continue because as we were looking back and how Elias and me, we got together from Syria and Greece, we couldn't definitely imagine, it's another story. But when we were looking back, we could see the economy of God and how it was the time to use us. So let's continue. When we were called, 2013, if we go to the numbers, we didn't have any Syrian refugees at this time. Only 256 people they had applied for asylum. So when we said that we are going to be ready and accept the people that they are coming, the people, they were laughing at us. And they say, you're going to destroy your family, you're going to lose your jobs. But we knew. So we said that we are going to continue by faith and see what God is doing. 2015 and 16, more than 1 million people passed by Greece, not in easy circumstances. Lots of experiences around, of course. And today, because of the uneasiness in Middle East, we expect many, many more thousands to pass by Europe. We don't know when, we don't know how, but we can see that this is an ongoing situation. Can we go through? Yes, this is a picture from Syria, but I believe that it can be equivalent from Lebanon, from Iran, for Iraq, any country, actually. Can we continue? This picture is here. We don't know these people. They were from, they were online picture from internet. But what I want all of us to understand is that looking on these faces, it is not something external. It is something that we could, in their position, we could all carry in our hearts and in our mind. So we are dealing with trauma, and it's not an easy situation, because all of us, we can be in this position, all of us. And we don't want to, but we could be like this. So having this in mind, we want all of us to understand that there are three kinds of trauma that we face, and they face. And it is the trauma of persecution. They have left country, they have left family, land, everything. And it's the trauma of the illegal trip to Europe. I am sure that you have heard many, many times of boats and ships drowning, and what happened a few months ago with 500 dead people in the Greek Sea. So by itself, it's a trauma to have to take the name of the country that receives them. Someone would say that, why? It's a safe country. But it doesn't meet the expectations. So all of us, when we would cross to go somewhere safe, we would expect to be safe and relaxed, and but it's not like this. So there is lots of lack of accommodation. It can take months or years to have documents and say that I'm legal and I can work in Greece. Of course, lack of social support, and of course, lots of manipulation of women and children that eventually can lead to trafficking or use of women. We're losing minor children. So this is another kind of trauma that we have to face, and they have to face, actually. So what do? We are an NGO. Our legal entity is an NGO, but we do believe that we cannot create beggars. So in order to serve the people, we have to have a holistic approach, which means that you cannot just offer to the people just for the needs. The needs are for the stomach, the needs are for the body, but we are not only body, we're not only physical beings. We have a spirit, we have a soul, and we have a body. So if we want actually to be effective on what we offer, then we have to have a holistic approach and serve body, have the physical needs, and have also the spiritual needs. Because all of us, I believe, that we have felt, even to our everyday life, that we can, maybe we can have a nice house, maybe we can have a good job or friends or whatever, but if our soul is empty, we shall never be happy. If our spirit does not communicate with God, then we shall always have an empty spirit. So we know that we're an NGO, but we have decided that we are going to serve in a very holistic approach to meet actually all of their needs, of our needs, spirit, soul, and body. And this is very important. I don't say that it's easy, but I'm saying that this is the only way to have restored lives, not just to create dependent people, but to have the joy that the people, they get restored and they continue in a new life, the same way that we want it to happen to us. Yes, this is what I said, okay. Now, how do we do this? We do this with humanitarian services, CLOSUS and EFAIS. This picture, actually, it is back on 2018. Most possibly Khalil would remember this. It is the time that Turkey invaded to Afrin, so we wouldn't have enough hands and feet and mouths to help these people. It was never enough. But it's part of the humanitarian services, because when we go to another country, at least we need to know what are our rights. And where can we find help? How can we stand on our feet? What are the legal information? So humanitarian services with food. Can we go to the next one? Yes. And the social services. You see, at the same time at Bridges, you can have many things happening, but you cannot stop, because everyone believes that each case is very important. So the picture on the right on purpose we don't see faces. It's on the basement, and on the top we have the offices where they were full of people and the social workers were working. And then we just heard a big noise. We just heard a bump. We didn't know what it was. But then when we looked out of our windows, it was a Kurdish guy that we knew that he was suffering from epileptic crisis. So the upper office continued to work, and the rest of us, we went down to start praying for him. And to one of our guys that who used to know well of swimming lessons and how to give first aid help, he went there to help him to bring him back to his senses. It was very interesting, though, because we started praying to him on him in tongues. He didn't know even Greek, this guy, but we started praying on him to tongues. He recovered, he sat on the sofa, and then we went near to him, and he told me, "I heard you praying." So I look at him and says, "How do you know what I was praying?" Because I knew that I was not praying in Greek. And he said, "I knew that you were praying, but I was praying in tongues." So it was the presence of the Holy Spirit. But it's all together. We cannot say that now we have church and now we have the humanitarian and now we have the spiritual. What we say every time to Bridges is that the church is not on Sunday. Sunday is the time that we can get together. But church is every day. So we have to behave and live and praise God and believe in God and pray for the people on an everyday basis. Let's go to the next one. Legal services. Okay, this is the joke. Because we don't have a lawyer at Bridges. We have help of a lawyers, but we don't have a lawyer. Firstly, to say that pictures are shown by permission, whatever you see at the pictures. But because we cannot afford a lawyer, we just depend on the wisdom and the discernment of the Holy Spirit. A story that I can share here is this story, which is actually a published picture, and it's a missing alert by the smile of the child. It was a lady who came to us with one child, and she asked for us accommodation. So when we went online to register her, we realized that she didn't have any documents. So actually, the government wouldn't provide accommodation without documents. So we said, okay, do you want us to help you firstly to be registered? And she said, yes. How many children do you have? 3. We look at her, and she had one child with her. So we said, okay, who was autistic, the child? Where are the other two? And she said, I've lost them. So we say, what do you mean that you lost them? And then she said that I just crossed the borders 2 days ago, and there was a scream on the way that police is coming, and because everyone is scared of the pushback, she grabbed the one child, and she ran towards Greece, and somebody else who didn't know got the other 2 children, but she didn't know where they went. So we were all shocked, and we didn't know what to do. Anyhow, we put them, the alert out for the children. Unfortunately, this lady had to go to the police and report what was happening, and the police arrested her. So on the top of everything, she had to stay at the police station, being separated by her child, because the child was under 10 years old, and the child was put to a hospital. It was a very, very, very traumatic experience. Finally, we've made it. She gets registered. She goes to the camp. And then one night, about 12 o'clock at night, this is why I'm saying that it cannot be just an organization, we receive a phone call and says that I found my children and they're on their way here, but with a family that they didn't know. When they sent us the location where they were, we could do nothing because they were on the gray zone between Greece and Turkey. So we couldn't call the police to go there because they would be pushed back again. But also we couldn't do anything. It was a very good thing, though, that we had helped her to do all the good steps with the missing alert. in order to go through the ministry and get a lawyer from the camp and go and get her children. They are now very safely living in Germany, and we are very happy for her. This lady faced the miracle of God's intervene, because nothing is by coincidence. We don't believe in coincidence and it's by luck. There is no way. It's God's coordination that all of these things happen, and she has accepted Jesus, and she got baptized some time later. Actually, she asked to be baptized before she left to Germany. But it has to be all together. We cannot separate this. Can we go further? Yeah. Of course, we have Bible studies and churches, because it is we cannot feed just the body. And it's very interesting, because when we started in 2013, we didn't plan on this. We thought that we would do an NGO. And then the first people, they came and they say, what about Syrians? What about Bible studies? So we said, okay, maybe God now is calling us to do something else. It's very interesting, because the first people that they came and they asked about it, they were Christians by name. But after a month about, we found out that in these Bible studies, only a few Christians were coming. The other, they were either atheists or Muslims or, πώς τους λέμε, τους Durzi, but nothing to do with the Christians. So then the Christians, they felt, but I left my country because of the Muslims. And we said, yes. But actually, Jesus Christ loves us, and he's here to unite us. It's not here to separate us. So it was a blessing for all of us to see how God was intervening to all of these families. So we started, because they asked us, we continue till now. Sometimes we don't really know who is in the midst of us. Enjoy the press they are hand, and to work miracles in their life and resolve situations. Can we go? Okay. Restoration. Our friends here, they know Abusef probably, the guy on the right, and he's very happy that we have him here. Why? Because he came asking for help. And after a while says, what are you doing here, guys? Why are you different from the others? So now he's from the ones that has opened his house, and he wants to reach other people in Germany. And he's the one that we're having Bible studies whenever we go to Germany and gather together more people. Has it been easy? No, it hasn't. Neither for him, not for us. But we also need to understand here that when we talk about church planting, we need to understand that church planting is a term that does not exist in the Bible. We say church planting, okay? So we need to decide what is church planting. And as Elias said before, we have to go back on the New Testament and see what Jesus was doing. What Jesus did was to gather people, teach them, eat with them, have fellowship with them, pray with them, and gather them in communities. This is church planting. So we have to follow his example. I have taken 5 kilos with this job, with this ministry, because we eat a lot. So can we go to the next one? Okay. This is our beautiful friend Asan, it's also a story of restoration, but can we go to the next one? I want to go to this picture, because Asan has told me to put it here. This is her daughter. Now they are in Canada. This is precious Raha. Raha had a project at her school to talk about her family. So she did a collage of picture, and she said to her teacher, this is my family. So the teacher went back then to her mom and says, do you have family in Greece? Do you have any grandpas in Greece? So, but you see, she put all these pictures together. And you cannot just see Elias and me, but you can also see Khalil here and Abdo and so and actually part of the people that they work for us, because they are not employees, they are family. And this makes the difference. We cannot live in this world without our Jesus, our spirit, and our spiritual family. So this is part of the restoration project. Can we continue? And of course, in our heart is to go to the nations. And of course, go to the nations. It doesn't mean necessarily to travel the world. The nations can be next door, next yard, next village, and yes, maybe next country or whatever. So here is also a church plant in Belgium on the left. Again, there are some friends that they are responsible there, that again, they passed by bridges. They are in Greece now. Unfortunately, we miss them. And on the top is some Zoom meetings that Elias used to have during the COVID time. I think the interesting part here is that people, they were joining the Zoom, discussing, listening, expressing questions, but Elias had the experience that sometimes in the same house, two people they were attending in different rooms, but they didn't know between them that they were both attending. So it's very interesting. Can we go next one? Okay. Before and now. This is one of the camps. It's Eritsona camp. This is the Nowruz Day, the 21st of March. It was a big Kurdish celebration. Of course, because of the good relationships that we had with these people, we were always invited to go there and eat and dance with them. It was very precious for us because this way you build relationships and you make friends. And this is the now. Maybe the light doesn't help, but now they have built walls. We used to be like this. I'm sure somewhere here you're going to find Khalil dancing. So you can ask him later. But now they're just walls. So we cannot go in. We cannot help them. We cannot share our hearts. We cannot have relationships. We cannot share Jesus. We can do nothing. But what did we do? Let's go to the next one. We went outside the camp and we sat next to the walls. So we sat on the floor, we sat on chairs, we were standing praying for the people, because as long as they say we need you, we were there. And we cannot be restricted by the walls. And if God wants you to be somewhere, we have to be there. We do not ask for this kind of permission. So we were outside. And this is the now. Because of what we saw before, there was a day that we came back, we went there. It was a very, very warm day. And the family that had invited us says, we cannot sit. We're going to die from the heat. Would you like to come to our caravan? But the camp manager said no. Only because I know you, I can give you half an hour. And then the security guy followed us and was waiting outside. So it was not possible to discuss and share and eat and pray together. So going back to the office, we were very, very disappointed. And we say, we are going to be just like them, the gypsies. We are going to take a tent and just go everywhere, from the one camp out to the other. Or maybe we are going to have a caravan. And as it went out of our mouth, along with some more people of the personnel, we just stopped and we said, maybe this is the reason, this is the idea. Let's have a caravan. So we prayed over it. It sounds crazy, but then we had a donation, and here we are with our caravan. It was not easy. It was not easy because we have never driven a caravan. We had no idea what to do on this. We had lots of sleepless nights, but it's a way to go outside. It's very interesting because this idea started about a year ago. And now that we are ready, this is the first trip actually, just two or three weeks ago. Now that we are ready to go out, the need is even bigger and bigger and bigger. Because of the new policy, all the organizations are deprived to go into the camps. And also the camps by themselves, they do not have enough support, neither in social workers, nor in lawyers, or in personnel. So we have people traveling from us to us, from Kilini, Thessaloniki, even Crete, just to stay with us 5 minutes or half an hour and just went through with their documents. It's not worth their time and it's not worth their efforts. And then we shall never see these people again. And they keep calling us because they know that we're an Arabic-speaking organization. Yes, thank you, Pepe Mou. So they keep calling us again and again. And now we can see how much bigger the need has been. So when we went there 3 weeks ago, we didn't know how the camp manager would accept us. So we call him. And we say our idea. He said, yes, I have known about you. I have heard about you. Please come and let's meet each other. So we went there thinking that we would meet each other and we just grab a laptop with us, nothing else. So we went there and we say, okay, let's meet them. And at the night, maybe we can go by the sea. And then the camp manager was outside with a bunch of people with him. And when we went out, he said, okay, Elias needs this, Pepe needs this, Liz this needs, please help them because they're in despair. So I looked to our social worker and says, are we ready to do this? Do we have a laptop? Do you have the files? This shows actually the need. We stayed there for 5 hours to help at least 75 people, the one after the other. But the beautiful thing is the relationships. Because they were the people that this day, they were saying, don't move, I'm going to make some pies for you. Don't move, I'm going to bring some water for you because you have been very tired. If we do not create this kind of fellowship, we shall not be able to invest our souls and we shall not be able to invest the seed of Jesus Christ. So nothing is going to happen unless we be involved with the real lives. The same like everyone else. Can we go to the next step? Yeah. This is the busy time at the office. And can we go to the next one also? Okay. Why we saw this picture and why we saw this guy kissing Elias on his head? Because when we reached there, this guy starting swearing against Elias. He was very angry and he was saying the worst words against him. He said, you know everything what you are doing and you have never helped anyone inside. And Elias was trying to calm him down. After a while, along with the other men, Elias was able to make friendship with them. He explained to him what we are doing and how we do this just because we love God. It's not just the organization, but because we believe in the love and also in the power of the Holy Spirit to change lives and bring restoration. So this guy at the end, he actually apologized to Elias. He was kissing him at the head. And then he said, next time we have to make some barbecue to be together when you come. It's part of the life. And can we see? Yeah. So I want to finish with this because we get confused here. It's not about conversion. Not all converts are going to be in heaven because we have to follow Jesus. So it's about discipleship. And we cannot do discipleship unless we trust each other. We have to trust each other because we learn from each other. So discipleship takes time, it takes restoration, and it's a pathway that we walk hand by hand with Jesus. And there is no way, no way to change the world with a religion, any kind of religion. Everyone has a religion, but we cannot change the world with a religion. But we can change the world with a relationship with Jesus Christ, because he can bring the whole changes. So whatever we do, we have to do it in the name of Jesus. And this is what he said. And he said, actually, more than what I have done, you are going to do. Not in the name of religion, but in the name of Jesus Christ. So, I think I have taken all the time that you have given me, right? Or even more. I'm Greek. So, I'm going to finish here.